One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You know what's really funny is we had Jordan on a bonus episode, and Remy was asking him, like, what did people from our hometown, like, what was his perspective of us doing Vine?
And, like, oh, embarrassing.
I never got to, like, really hear from an out. Like, I
oh,
only,
from Jordan.
Yeah, I only got to hear, like, what we talk about, like, from our Vine days.
Well, I mean, I was getting told to my face from friends about how they felt about us. They're like, it's crazy because they're not funny in person. That's how all
we
the conversations
get, we
went.
We did get that a lot. But yeah. No, you know what I hated the most? People would come up to us, like, this is, like, right when we were, like, starting to pop off on Vine, and we wouldn't talk about it. Like, we felt like it was awkward. Like, we were a little embarrassed by our skit. Like,
we're embarrassed, but, like, it did well.
It was fun. Yeah. But then they would come up and they would ask us about it and be like, oh, how's, like, the whole Vine thing going? And we'd be like, oh, it's going well. And then somebody else would overhear that and be like, you guys don't stop talking about Vine. We get it.
But wouldn't even bring it up. We would never bring it up.
It would always get brought up.
We purposely
answer the question.
Yeah. Especially me and you, we're always very, very humble about it. We would never ever bring it up in social settings, in group settings. We would never just be like,
get
by the
over
way,
yourself.
Vine, even Vine ideas, anything like that, we would have our own private sessions about that. Yeah. And then when we meet up with friends, not a
That's
word.
It. But they'd be like, we get it.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't bring it up.
Oh, and if somebody came up and recognized, forget it. Eye rolls. But, like, we were friends. I think it was more because our friends were never used to it. I wouldn't say they were jealous of us at all. It was more just like, I think they were more annoyed for us, but, like, we weren't annoyed by it.
They thought that we thought we were something else.
Yeah. Yeah. When I, like, I feel like to this day, I feel like we don't deserve it.
No, absolutely not.
I can't wait to give it to your kid.
That's another thing.
I can't wait to give this podcast to your kid. Your kid can take over. Please. Let him podcast.
Go get it, sport.
Please get it.
It would be crazy if this was running up until he's old enough to, like, record, and it's just like,
oh my God, I love that. Have him take my spot. But with a father son duo, yes.
Stupid.
I get a son.
I can see it now.
But but Jordan, how did you feel when we were blowing up,
popping off
on Vine?
I thought you guys were hometown heroes.
Really?
When you guys went to California and, like, left, it felt like our celebrities went off and they
were people like, oh, they'll be back in a year. Don't worry. Like,
my parents were.
Yeah, same.
My dad was like, they'll be back.
My parents let me go knowing that it wasn't going to be long.
Oh, I know your parents knew we were coming back.
Go try. They thought I was going to be back.
But you know what?
Year.
I completely understood where they're coming from, because our Vines were just
terrible.
If that's all they had to work off, if my kid showed me the Vine and, like, that's all they had to work, I'd be like, oh yeah, you're coming back.
And you're going to Hollywood for this?
But
dream big, sweetheart.
Dream big.
That's so hometown hero is really funny.
That's really funny. Do they still have, like, yearbooks in the schools that we were in? Do they have that still in, like, high schools? Like,
yeah, they still got yearbooks.
No, not yearbooks. They'll have, like, a wall or a section where it's like, here's our students.
There's no alumni in
yes,
the yearbook.
They do. They had
not
it for in, Tiffany Moore. They
not did. In the yearbook.
Not in a yearbook, but
like,
they
have. Not future. We're on, like, Wikipedia. Have, like, a, We're on famous alumni for our school.
Oh, they don't have it like on a wall in high school?
Oh, our pictures aren't in the hallway?
We should call them
and get it.
I'm not trying to get that. I thought that's what high schools did. I don't know what this looks like.
There's a shrine. It's statues. No, Zayn and I.
Maybe. Zayn,
it's us with our phone. My statue's recording you.
You know what? They definitely have it for athletes. I think if it came from their South Plantation football, if they came from their football,
it's a little different.
I think they have it. They definitely have pictures.
There would
of them.
Be a signed football in the auditorium.
Yeah, but they don't have like a V symbol somewhere.
Put me on the camera class.
You didn't even take their camera courses there.
No, I didn't. I showed up.
But he would have been in our camera courses if he was into photography.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, man. Hometown heroes. I'm going to change my bio.
No, we literally just got lucky.
From athlete to hometown hero.
Like, it's all luck.
100% luck.
It's luck and riding the wave.
There's a little bit of strategy in the back end that we did. But, like, again, luck. All luck.
It's all luck.
Like, anybody could have done that, too. Like, it was luck. 100%.
We kept going. That. We pivoted when we needed. We got lucky. And we're just grateful.
Yeah. Honestly, we've always been grateful.
That's all it is.
Because we Very know grateful. One day this could be
gone,
snatched from us. We know that. We know that. And that's why,
we don't take advantage.
That's why we always keep ourselves to a C-.
Grounded.
You know, we get grounded. We don't want to be too clean of an image.
We're not trying to be too big.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm so good with where we are.
You know, I get like,
we got our diehards right here. How y'all doing?
Hi.
We're so thankful for you.
And you know what? We're glad.
We don't need one more.
Let's keep the coop small. Let's keep it small. You know what? If the views on the show go down,
good.
Thank God. Good. Let's go down a little bit. Let's
take it back a notch.
Yeah, because we don't want to be at a vulnerable state.
It's what they say about like best friends. Like, if you've got 100 friends, you're not really close to any of them.
Exactly.
But if you've got a smaller group, they're tighter knit, they're more meaningful, and you have better relationships.
Exactly. Todd Cullen.
Man, he's number one.
Todd Cullen. I know him.
Yep.
I know him because he's our best friend.
He's always on the lives. He's always on Patreon hanging out with us. Oh, and if you guys didn't know, we have a Patreon, patreon.com/Zayn and Heath. If you want to check it out, we keep these cameras rolling. You get extended cuts of every single podcast episode. You get them a few days early, ad-free. We do a bonus episode every single month. We do a live Q&A every single month. It's a good time. And honestly,
the lives are so fun because we actually, it's a whole nother podcast episode. We talk about shit that we like don't even think about because you guys are constantly talking with us, and that brings up new stories, new ideas. We love to chat on the lives, talk about what we should do in the future, like different ideas. 300th episode is coming up. What should we do? Just different shit like that. We'd love to talk to you guys about that.
So he's going to fill the fourth seat.
Exactly. You never know, but you might know if you're on our live Q&As.
You have to check it out.
Yeah. They're more of a hangout. I think we do a lot. We do a lot less answering questions. We do a lot more just like chit chatting. And
but they come with some heavy hitters. They want to know what's going on.
They do. And I do want to break. I want to find a website or a platform where we can bring in people again because I miss that so much. We used to do that on that one website, but it wasn't that good. But we want to start doing lives where we can bring people in. It's like a whole Zoom call.
And you know what? We want to be open. I see a lot of chitter chatter, a little this and that about not being unfiltered. You want me to say it?
Patreon.
Fuck Trump, free Palestine. What else do you want? Like, like, period.
Okay.
I'm ready.
We're opening ourselves
I'm
up, guys. This is what happens when Matt and Mariah are gone. We really truly open up. We're out of control. Jordan is already like, cut the cameras.
I'm tired of being told what not to say, what to say. Like,
fuck Trump, free Palestine for life.
I saw somebody said that Heath was at the inauguration. I'm like, so fuck. I'm like, y'all just talk out your ass sometimes.
You know what really killed me? When they're like, oh, here comes a Trump baby. I was like, I'm done.
Done.
Now you're bringing his baby into it. Now I got a fucking problem with that. That's my.
You don't go against Uncle
Zayn. That's my niece.
It's your nephew.
That's my fucking nephew right there. So you shut the fuck up. Eat my ass. And that's all we have to say. Run the intro. All
right. Come on, start off hot.
It's coming. It's all baby. Oh my God. What are you doing?
Wow.
Wowza.
Like, so it does the whole thing.
Do better moves. Let's go. You got this. There you go. Okay. Oh.
Go,
watch
Jordan.
Out. Watch out. All go, right. Jordan. All right. Watch out. Okay. You're a little crazy over there. All right. Well, welcome back to Zany Heath Unfiltered. Unfiltered.
Come on now. Holla if you hear me.
I'm Zane.
I'm Heath. We got Jordan over here. Say what's up, Jordy.
What's up? Hello.
Aw, what a cutie. And y'all stop don't talk shit about him too. I see any
leave
comments
on YouTube.
Fuck you and fuck your kids and fuck your mother.
Thank you.
Everybody just be nice. Everybody's so mean.
Yeah.
It's so nasty.
I know we can be nasty sometimes, but like we try to be nasty to ourselves. We don't try to go past ourselves.
You want
to
hate anybody? Hate yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Hate your fucking selves. Don't hate us.
Because we already,
can only take
we
so much.
We already hate ourselves. Okay. Enough is enough.
But Heath and I, it's just us today. Matt is out of town right now. He's actually out of town for a few weeks. So we're like, you know what? Instead of trying to like crunch a bunch of episodes in a few days, you know, the quality goes down when we start doing that. So we were like, let's just do an episode. Just Zany Heath. Just like, because we've done it before. Mm-hmm. It's fun.
I like the it's got the juice.
It does.
Zane was like, I didn't know you're coming in like that.
You told me you're coming in hot like that. I would have been well prepared. I would have wore pants.
I just,
you know, I like to wear pants on big episodes.
You're right.
I didn't know this was gonna be a big episode. Now everyone's gonna see my
either.
Fucking
just,
peach.
I'm just tired.
No, it's fine. Heathen, I was tired too.
And people being mean to Remy and Alicia, leave them alone. Leave them alone.
You're causing a lot of
the sweetest people in
panic
the world.
Attacks within our group. I had an episode yesterday. Let me tell you right now, I had an episode, and you know, it's a lot, and I take it out on the wrong people. And I think it's just important that we just be a little nicer to each other. You know what I mean? It just keeps the show going.
We're all trying our best.
Yeah. If we want the show to keep going, everybody attacks us because they don't. Everybody oh, get on them. Time to end Unfiltered. Oh no, guys, no, please don't. I know what I'm doing is inviting it now. No, please. It's not like we're gonna hide the fucking hiding all comments. So do whatever you need to do. Blocked. Heath,
you seem happy right now. I haven't seen this side of you in a while.
Well, because we're like really we're letting it out. It is free. I feel like a weight has been lifted off my shoulder.
Seriously. I don't wish people birthday wishes anymore online because somebody's gonna get upset that I didn't make a public statement on their birthday. I can't deal with it.
Yeah, it's a game of catch up, and you have to make sure you hit every single
mustard over here.
Yeah, you have to talk like if you're gonna talk about one thing, you better talk about everything, or else what do you look like?
Nothing.
That means you care about one thing and you don't care about the other thing.
That
we just
good.
Try to keep it. We just try to keep it.
Just keep
fun,
everybody happy.
Stupid, dumb stuff. And we've been like that since the first episode, mm-hmm. you know? So if you guys can just ride along with that type of content, that'd be amazing.
I have a baby coming soon. Okay.
Yeah.
I got way more important shit to worry about. I'm packing up the house. We're getting ready to move. And it's a very busy time, but all good, amazing things. Very blessed, very grateful. And
it's coming. It's coming up really soon.
Super fast. What are we in July now? You doing okay?
No. I'm doing fine. Like okay. I don't have any big moves coming. I don't have a baby coming. I'm good. I'm constantly thinking about you. I'm like, oh, I don't want to bug him too much. I know he has so much shit going on, but I just can't wait for you to get out there and fully settle in. And have this baby. I feel like once all that happens, and once you get all your little renovations done, once the baby's like not so fresh, where you're just worried about every single thing that baby's gonna be around, or whether the baby is, you know, whatever.
Fresh meat.
I think in April, it'll feel really nice.
It's gonna be nice.
Next spring, I'm really excited for you for next spring.
I think like 6 months in, we're gonna really get into the groove of things, figure out the scheduling and everything with flying back and forth, and. Everybody thinks the show's not stopping. The show's not going anywhere. Don't worry.
I know they are worried about like content, like how it's going to be, but we're going to do our best to make it feel like nothing's changed. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't want to give you guys a reason for like,
and you know what?
Thinking that
I'm not going to say when we've officially moved.
Oh yeah. Because bleep when he's moving. You'll never know.
You're not going to know. And I'm just going to be coming back and forth and you're going to think nothing happened.
House tour.
I'll hold it.
At some point in the next 4 months, you'll just have to guess which episode it is mm-hmm. that he's just out of there. Actually, no, the thing is that we have to. What are we going to talk about?
Yeah, you're right.
We got to talk about your move. That's literally going to be the main topic of the episode that we're all going to want to know.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I've had a little bit of a sad day today leading up to this. It's my last day with one of my cars, and I'm getting rid of it tomorrow.
Oh, let's have a moment of silence for your NSRX.
Thank you for that.
Beautiful.
thank you.
She was beautiful.
Yeah, it's going to go to a nice new home, and they're going to drive it. They're going to appreciate it.
No, but it's actually be really nice when because you gave it to a dealer, so they can sell it for you.
One of my buddies that I've been working with for a really long time now, just like buying and selling cars with him, is going to put it up for consignment, so... If you're interested, it'll be listed.
That's good. It's nice that you're not Ferrari dragging that car out with you back to Nashville.
Trying to just minimize and just not bring as much. We're going to be doing our, what's that one lady's name who says goodbye to things and just like embraces it, holds it, says thank you to the item, and then lets it go.
The girl that fucks her car in the TLC show?
No.
What's
the lady? She does like the cleaning houses, and she'll like take t-shirts and clothing that she doesn't wear anymore, and she'll thank it, and then she like lets it go.
Is she like the closet cleaner lady?
Yeah.
Asian lady?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know her name, but I have heard about her.
That was kind of like my driving over here. I had a nice long thank you with the car. And
that's good. Did you film it?
No. I intimate things like that I like to keep private.
No, but it could have been like imagine like you're just like, baby, I'm gonna the back of the gate. Oh, come on, you gotta make it funny. And then Ryan's like in the back, just like, like through the window. Damn, okay, all right.
But yeah, so we're getting a lot of stuff done. We're getting ready to pack. We're going to be out of here soon. And it's just so weird. I've lived here for almost 12 years now, and it feels like it's flown by.
Yeah.
It's crazy. They say like once you like graduate like high school or college, they say like it just goes by in the blink of an eye, and you never like when you're in the moment, you don't think about it.
Yeah.
But like looking back, I cannot believe how long it's been since we've graduated.
Yeah.
It makes no sense to me. Like I have a really, really, really difficult time comprehending the age and stage of life that we're at right now.
Yeah.
It's so bizarre, and it's very...
And you don't look a day older 32, baby?
I am 32.
Oh, no, wait, how do you say it? What's the saying? You don't look a day...
You usually go younger.
Oh,
you look a day over 20. I'd be like, thank you. And you don't look a day over 40. Okay.
What I was trying to say is that, yes, it's scary. You're getting older, but you don't look old. You're looking young. Okay, that's what I meant to say. There's a lot of positivity right now. You see how I'm trying to keep it positive right now?
Yeah. I know what you meant. I know. It's just crazy that LA time has come to an end. Like that chapter is, it's just weird. It's so weird. We were babies when we moved out here.
Yeah, were we 20?
Yes, or 21? We couldn't even legally drink when we moved here.
Really? I swear, I felt like I could drink when we moved out here. I don't think I ever was like trying to, I only remember I couldn't get into bars when I was in Florida, but not out here.
You're older than me, so I had to wait another like 6 months after you.
I was 20, I was fresh 21 when we moved out here. Why couldn't we wait a little bit? Why did we do that to ourselves?
We're excited. It's been over a decade.
And the amount of different things that we were hopping to like take care, like to pay for rent and
just trying to figure out
all of our little, remember in the beginning, all of our little mishaps with each other that we had. It was like
so crazy.
Keith and I had like quite a few is that the word, mishaps? Just like a few little, like I think everything was just so new. And it's crazy how like those first couple of years were just like really, it was a lot. It was a lot of stress, a lot of.
Especially like living with people, your friends and things like that. Yeah. Like it's just, you just learn a lot. You learn about yourself and it's crazy.
That was a scary time for me. And my head was like, because you know how they always say like, don't live with your friends.
Yeah.
You'll regret it. I was like thinking about that. I was like, oh my God, I hope this is not like one of those cases, but we were able to get out of it, which was really nice.
It's because as cliche as it sounds, is like, it's brothers, you know?
Yeah.
It's so crazy that like we came out here and we like did this together.
Yeah.
Like it's insane. I'm so like, I'm proud of us. I really am. I really, really am.
And we stuck with it too. We're like Sam and Colby.
Yeah, we
did not unlink, baby. We are
Sam and Colby.
Sam and Colby are still like, they're still doing content together, right?
Yep.
Wow.
It's just crazy. Like we're not like fighting ghosts and shit, but like we fight our own battles. Yeah. We got invisible
demons.
We
fight our own ghosts.
But we are fighting hard, you know?
Dude, I mean, you got that right. That was good.
We're fighting demons too.
Dude, put that on my gravestone. That was amazing.
He fought a lot of demons in his day.
Which, I mean, now that you say that, I think that's something that I feel like we're missing. You know how like you have to, like people always say you got to skydive once.
Mm-hmm.
Get over that fear, just do it and you'll feel so much. I think I have like this like fear of ghosts.
Yeah.
Like there's something like inside me that's like kind of scared. I need to face it. We need to do a video with Sam and Colby and face our ghosts. Is there shit like all face? I don't think so, right? I think they see some ghosts.
Yeah, they definitely do enough
where they're attracting some sort of shit, right?
Well, the thing is I'm not into the whole like calling out to them to like try to do stuff, you know? Like I'm not gonna encourage a haunting.
If I
stumbled upon a ghost, boo. Okay, I get it.
I want a happy ghost.
I'm not out there begging. Like if there's a spirit around me, touch me. Like I'm not doing that. I'm not.
Because if you feel that touch, that's gonna like how long will you think about that?
Life.
Yeah, it's just like oh, there's something out there. There's always something out there.
Yep, and that's it. I will not do. But I will.
Do you think it's all in
there with them?
Do you think it's all in your head?
Well, okay.
Look, you know how like I believe that people believe that they get like an encounter happens, they get touched by a ghost. They feel it. But what if it's like your own head too, where you're just like,
well, that's what it goes back to the Salem witch hunt. People like when there's no electricity, your eyes see shit. You can make you can literally make yourself believe whatever you
want.
Anything
like, next to a candlelight.
I've seen three-headed dogs at the end of a street. And you know what? If I was born 100, 200 years ago, I would have been careful going down the street.
And you know what sleep paralysis exists now? Imagine how much that existed back then.
There was a ghost.
They probably saw a fucking witch. Every mm-hmm. night they saw a witch in the corner of the room and the witch may have looked like somebody they know. And they're like, no, I saw her. She was
hang
a witch.
Her. Hang her.
Literally, it was just sleep paralysis.
It's crazy to me, all of that. And they never had one person come back to the surface and not drown.
But you know,
they literally, as their test, like, that's a witch. And then they would tie weights to their ankles and throw them in water. And they're like, if it's a witch, it'll be able to come up and
exactly.
it's not going to die.
And it never did. But you know
and
what?
And then they never did.
But thank
how
God
did they not
did
go,
that.
Oh my God.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
They did it to hundreds of people.
No, I'm glad they did that because we need to kill all the witches. You know what I mean? Thank God.
If then they wouldn't have died.
They would have came up.
I think,
like,
no, I think a witch can die underwater.
How, you don't think anybody in the town was like, yo, that's like the 50th one. None of them. We've been wrong every time.
Are you sure that they were doing that to see if they would survive
yes.
it?
Yes.
But who told them that witches can survive a fucking underwater? They never said witches or mermaids.
I think that they made up in their head what a witch should be and could be and what they would do in a situation like that.
Okay.
If you're a witch, you won't drown. You'll be okay.
You know, they just saw some lady like making a big pot of soup and just like they saw cauldron. One snorkel. Like they heard a funny joke and there's a witch.
Burn her.
One mole here. Witch. Witch. Burn her.
It's insane. And
they had witches, but no wizards. Hmm. Also, there are no wizards. No
the
guys.
The Wicked Witch
though.
Of the West.
The Wicked Wizard of the West.
So where's the warlocks?
The amount of misogyny back then where there's like, oh no, it's only ladies. It can't be any men that are witches.
Interesting.
Yeah.
A single warlock was burned.
Oh, is that what it is? A warlock?
I don't know.
No, it's a wizard. Wait, is it a wizard or a warlock?
A warlock is a male witch, right?
I thought wizards and witches were the male version of witches. No?
I don't think so.
A warlock sounds like a fucking hog. It sounds like an animal.
The only reason I know that is because Halloween Town.
Warlocks weren't like these monsters in Halloween Town? Oh my God. So what's a wizard then?
I think it's just its own thing. They're just different.
A wizard casts spells like witches do.
I don't know.
Look up, what's the difference between a wizard and a witch? I have to. I'm sorry. I didn't even know warlocks were the opposite of witches. Not the opposite, but the male version.
Right. The idea that witches were drowned was. What did that say?
Wizards are typically depicted as learned magic users who gain their power through study and practice, often with spell books and academic pursuits. Witches, in many contexts, are seen as female magic users, sometimes associated with nature, herbalism, and darker arts.
Okay. Warlocks historically have been depicted as male magic users who gain their power through a pact with a supernatural entity. They just said the same thing three times.
Yeah,
pretty much.
The wizard is smart, though.
Yeah, that's what they made you seem like. Wizards.
Like, wizards aren't doing, like, evil shit. They're just kind of like...
But wizards can be men and women.
Maybe, yeah, I think so.
Sorry, I just think of you're a wizard, Harry. So, like, in my house, like, it's only men. Because Harry was a wizard.
See?
And Hermione
and that's
was,
why you come to the show, because you are learning something new with
exactly.
us every week.
We are hitting all topics today. This might be our best episode yet.
You never know. We'll
if
see.
We didn't lose half of you already.
They clicked out. It is what it is.
That's amazing. Okay, so what were we talking about? Oh, your baby. Okay, so I have a couple questions about your baby coming up, because I need to figure out how much I need to be involved in this peanuts life.
Oh yeah, Zane asked me the other day, he's like, so am I coming to the emergency room when you guys are giving birth? Or
yeah, I was like, is that so, like, are you gonna tell me? I feel like the last person you're gonna be telling is your friends when Mariah's is about to deliver. I feel like you probably wouldn't tell us until it's the baby's out.
Yeah.
In my head I'm like, do I need to be on a flight on the way while she is like on her way delivering it? Like, or am I coming after the baby's out? Like, what is the most appropriate situation?
I would say give her a second. Let's get back to the house.
I will not take a second. I think I need to be there as soon as possible.
Ooh, Zane cuts the umbilical cord.
I think
it's so insane that they let us do that. I am not.
If you want to do it, they'll let you do it.
Yeah, that's like the thing. Like the dad gets to cut the umbilical cord.
Oh, that's just like a magical thing for them to like.
That's they offer it.
If I were you, I would get like the big scissors like you do for like openings.
Grand opening.
The grand opening for the new baby boy. That's what I would do.
Garden shears.
And also, how does that not hurt?
They tie it off.
No, I'm talking about how do you not feel it? If you pull my intestines and you cut it, I'll feel that cut.
It's well, that's connected to the placenta, like the sac that they're in.
So you don't feel it?
It's already broken. It's like out. It's like, not connected to something that would.
And how, like, imagine them trying to figure that out the first time, right? Imagine, like, dude, they knew they were hurting the whole time, and they would kind of be like, oh, this all hurts. And then one day the lady's like, you know what? I never felt that cut when you cut the umbilical cord. They're like,
no, so
you
not,
didn't
it's
feel
not
that?
Attached to her.
It is attached to her.
No.
What do you mean?
It's attached within own sac thing.
Oh, it's not attached to her body?
So when they let the water...
Oh, the placenta is connected to the baby.
Correct.
Oh!
There, yeah, like, you got to look it up. I'm pretty sure. But
I guess that makes sense.
What's crazy though is the fact that like back in the day, did they know when to cut for like the belly button? Did people just have like things like, were their belly buttons this long? Because if they weren't like cut at, you know, does that make sense?
They did it pretty immediately after though.
Yeah, usually right at birth you would cut it.
Yeah,
but I'm saying like hundreds of years ago. Do you think people just...
Oh, probably. Probably. They're like, we can't cut it off yet just in case it's like part of the baby's body.
Well, they say that we cut the umbilical cord way too soon. There's still nutrients in the placenta that we're supposed to be pulling.
Oh, like as the birth is happening? So how long are you supposed to keep that thing on for?
They say you're supposed to let it stay on for like a little while.
Give me all the nutrients. I wish I was attached to the placenta. Imagine having that with you.
And it's crazy, like... A lot of people eat it themselves.
Yeah, no, I it's a lot of moms. I think moms eat it to put the nutrition back in their body. What is that what it is? Mm-hmm. They get it back in because it all got depleted into the.
Let's get a diagram up here. Let's see.
Let's get a video. Jordan, just go to Reddit and type in birth.
Okay, so what do we got here?
You're right. It's connected to the placenta.
So. Oh, you're right, Heath.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, see? That's the little sack.
Oh God. Is that a real picture?
Grow up. Grow up. Be mature.
But come on. Like, I mean, the placenta is not like the most beautiful thing in the world. Like, look at the baby and then look at the big purple bag.
Like, I'm not, you know what I mean? I'm not in the operating room. You know what I mean? I'm not doing it.
You're not going to eat it?
No.
Is Mariah going to eat it?
I doubt it.
But
I don't think she could.
Wait, I thought y'all like were traditional and stuff. I think you should eat it.
Wait, you can break it down into a powder. Like you can put it into a pill.
And dry snort it?
And you can snort it.
I get addicted to it. I'm like, hey, you're about to have that baby soon, right?
Yeah, nothing but just snorting my baby.
Man.
Damn.
I start buying it.
The best like, high. Just a placenta.
Buying powdered on the black market.
A placenta line to go, please.
That's insane to me.
Pregnancy and like birth is just so incredible to me. It's so crazy.
Could you eat
so
it like
cool.
like a steak? Like, could you cook this?
I bet you can. Like I bet you can.
Could you put it in the pressure cooker?
I bet you can. Of course.
Like a little air fried
placenta. bread it. A panko on it? Are you kidding me? With the little green beans, the little Caesar salad.
And this is what happens when Mariah's not on the show.
Is placenta healthy? Like if you ate it, you're like, this has a lot of protein in it. Or is it?
I guess. Yeah. Zane just like, I'm trying to get gains. I gotta get bigger.
I gotta get my gains. This is the best way to get protein. Straight.
You know, there's bodybuilders that have breast milk dealers. Yeah, so they buy frozen breast milk from like women who are lactating and having like children.
And they buy it and they drink it themselves because
as like a way to like get a bunch of nutrients, like to bulk and like get bigger.
Where are they buying this so I can like blacklist it?
Oh, yeah, I bet,
yeah, so
Jordan.
So you can report it. yeah, just so I know.
So you
know,
buy
like,
it in bulk. I think some of them are doing it for the right reason. I think some of them are freaks.
Getting off on it.
I think they're like, this is hot. Can I do a side of your underwear too with that in the package? I think there's something funny about that.
A little
and
off.
And I'm guessing, can they pick like which lady is coming from?
Yeah, they have their own dealer. So they would like go.
Oh, they'll know who the lady is. You see, why would you need to know who the lady
is? But if I was a girl, I'd be selling it. $75 a jar. Oh, yeah.
Sell it by the pound. Oh yeah. Oh my God. I'd take advantage of that too. You want a picture of my feet too? There you go.
I'd have a brand deal with Trader Joe's. I would get it into Trader Joe's.
It's just like the best thing in the world.
Blocks of breast milk just in the freezer.
Yeah.
Do you see people grabbing it and like buying it from Trader Joe's?
You got to be like the type of people that are eating like raw liver, like Liver King type guys.
Mm. You know, there's a whole documentary that came out
about Liver King.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, he's in it. He's in it. Like he's completely aware of what he did.
What's going on with him right now? With like, is he having a crash out?
He got arrested.
He did.
For threatening Joe Rogan.
Huh?
Threatening him on like camera? Like what do you do?
He kept making videos of him in the jungle and in like random fields with like blood on his face saying like, Joe, I want a fair fight. I'm ready to fight you whenever. You've made it personal.
Wait, I thought you're allowed to I know that's a threat, but I feel like I see that all the time from fighters.
Yeah, but it's just getting...
If you're a fighter, you're allowed to do that then?
Maybe it comes with the territory.
But if you're saying the same thing a fighter would say, what's the difference?
They're both not fighters, though.
That don't matter. A threat is a threat.
But the videos are like... It would be like if I look like I'm in someone's front yard and I'm like, I've been here since 5 p.m. and you're going to get
I guess it's the context of the video.
I would 100% like do a restraining order.
Yeah, no, I get it. Okay. That kind of reminds me of the guy from the Paradise Lost documentary where he's making all these videos. I'm going to kill you where you stand. Go to hell. Kind of reminds me of that.
That show was crazy.
Oh my God.
I know we had talked about it on previous episodes, but they like,
we talked about it on an Unwind with Matt.
Oh, it was?
Yeah. Cause Matt was telling us to watch this documentary called Paradise insane. Lost. It is like one of the most insane documentaries I've ever seen in my life. If you guys have the time, it's on Max. It's a three part episodic series and they're all filmed like, I think like 7 years apart.
It was like 1993 and then 2000 and then like 2012 or something.
Yeah, there's some scenes. It's a hard watch, but
very difficult.
My God, the story and like the raw footage that you're seeing, along with just seeing how everybody acted back then. And honestly, seeing how like stupid people were, like they believed anything. They like, obviously these kids that were convicted of these crimes were all clearly innocent.
It was a witch hunt. They would have put bricks on their feet and like seen if they could swim.
Just because they liked hard rock music. Hard rock?
Heavy metal.
Because like heavy metal, they had black hair, some chains, and immediately they're in a cult, they're witches, and they killed these kids.
It's crazy.
Unbelievable.
It's crazy. What a great story. If you're going to watch it, don't look anything up ahead of time.
It
will ruin it for you.
It is a crazy watch, and you're going to be hooked. Like when you start, you're going to be like, oh God, this is like a lot.
It's
trust.
Hard.
Just trust. You have to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely insane story. And I'm surprised more people aren't talking about it. It's like one of the craziest cases I've ever seen.
It's wild. Definitely go check it out.
Yeah.
Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our sponsor of this podcast, Function Health. And Zane and I chose Function because it's the only health platform that gives you access to the kind of data most people never see and the insights to actually take action. Inside Function, you can test over 160 biomarkers, from heart and hormones to toxins, inflammation and stress. You can also access multi-region MRI and CT scans, all tracked in one secure place over time. It's a near 360 view to see what's happening inside your body. And that's why it's top health leaders like Dr. Mark Hyman, Dr. Andrew Huberman, and Dr. Jeremy London are all behind Function Health. And that is the reason why we believe in Function, and it's the only one we choose time after time again. And right now, let me be honest, the summer grind has been real. Sun's up longer, our sleep is shorter, and social pressure is nonstop. It seems like everyone is talking about being burnt out, especially ourselves. Whether you've got super low energy, a fragile mood, libido is MIA, Function helps you find the signals under the symptoms. Like your cortisol, for instance, involved in your stress, you got inflammation, immunity, your metabolism, also with vitamin D and magnesium. It's a key to healthy musculoskeletal and your immune system. Did you know that there are nearly 30 biomarkers that can cause redness? And they're not just surface issues, they're internal signals, and Function helps you see them clearly. Function is the first health membership that gives you access to 100 plus biomarkers across the whole body, your hormones, metabolism, inflammation, heart, liver. Plus, you're going to get medical grade insights, and they're tracked over time and they're explained in plain language. And that is so key for us. I can't deal with the medical jargon and not knowing what's going on. They make it so easy for us to read and understand. So if you've recently been in the sun or your routine's off and your skin's talking and not in a good way, Function helps you to stop blaming the products and start understanding the patterns, because your skin is a mirror and Function gives you the data to read it. So if you want to learn more and join, all you have to do is use our link, and the first 1,000 people get a $100 credit toward their membership. So all you have to do is visit www.functionhealth.com/Zane or use code Zane100 at sign up to own your health. Again, if you want to learn more and join using our link, make sure to visit www.functionhealth.com/Zane. Thank you so much, Function Health, for sponsoring this podcast and letting us understand our bodies.
But yeah, in other news, tonight I'm going to be on an 18-hour flight to Bangkok, Thailand.
18 hours is out of control, though.
Out of control. It's a whole fucking day.
You would think in 18 hours you could make it all the way back around to here.
Why haven't they made a plane that's just a little faster?
They did. They had it, and then they banned it.
Why did they do that?
I don't know.
There's no flight that should be 18 hours.
The Concorde. Dude, it was insane. I don't know why they banned it.
If it's a long flight, just give the faster plane.
Just
make it a little faster. Make the 18-hour flight maybe a 12-hour flight. 18 is just too motherfucking long. And it's usually those flights that the Wi-Fi doesn't work the whole time.
You know what's crazy is on an 18-hour flight, they give you breakfast, lunch, dinner, and then breakfast before you get up.
Breakfast twice on an airplane is fucking gross.
Doing those long flights really messes with your head because you're just sitting there, and then they'll bring you breakfast, and then you're still sitting there. And then they bring you more food. You're like, I didn't do anything to like earn this food. I haven't burned a single calorie. Yeah, I have done nothing. And then they're bringing dinner and you're like, I've had three meals on a flight. I haven't done anything.
And then you get punished when you finally get there by your back is fucked now for 2.5 days straight. That's already going to be like a 30% of your trip.
Yeah.
Is trying to recover. Get back into.
And don't even get me started, because I can't go to the bathroom on flights, so.
Oh, even a long hour flight, you still don't?
No.
I'll tear up that bathroom.
Absolutely not.
I will blow it up. Wait.
Easy.
Hey,
stewardess.
Hey, stewardess.
Anybody in line? I'm about to blow this shit up. Sir?
Yup. Hey, guys, be careful with that. I just blew it up in there. Ooh.
What did you say?
Yeah, no, I don't care. It gets to the point where I do not care. It reminds me of the fucking the poop cruise. We watched it yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Oh, it's much worse than I expected. I was like this watching the whole time. I cannot believe that those people had to go through that shit.
No, it's insane. I don't get it.
Say they were in poop for 5 days straight.
Stop.
They were even talking. They had like doctors talking. Like there was so many high chances for just like a outbreak of a virus coming from just
fecal
matter shit. Just flowing through the vents and flowing through the ship like that. Imagine everyone getting a poop virus.
It's crazy they didn't deploy lifeboats and just get people out of there.
They were stuck in the middle of the ocean. The power was out. They couldn't move the fucking cruise ship. And Heath, when they showed the map of where the cruise ship was, it was in the fucking middle of all the... They were so far away. And when they're finally getting close to Mexico, finally a storm hit them, which brought them back to the middle of the ocean.
No way. I would not be okay.
And then they were able to finally get tugboats to drag their ass all the way to Alabama, where they were finally.
How many years ago was this?
This was
like a couple.
This no, I think this happened like 2000 and when did this
like
happen?
Super recent or
no, not super recent. This was like 2000 and I think 11. No, 2000 and when was this?
2013. Wow.
When the news were starting to get this, they're like, "Oh, a cruise ship." Our cruise ship, the power went out. That's not that big of a deal. And because everybody lost their fucking service and nobody could call anybody. Nobody could post anything. They were just in this like
poop cruise,
just jail cell. Nobody could reach anybody. And when they finally, a cruise ship was going by them. And as they're going by them, because they were giving supplies to their cruise ship, because they couldn't take people, because you can't fill up another whole ship with 4,500 extra people. That's like dangerous. So they're just sending supplies like food and everything. And as it was getting close, everybody finally got signal from the other cruise ship. So they're all able to post all their videos and pictures and call people and call the news.
Oh man.
And they got an influx. And that's how it became like the biggest story. Getting all the information at one go.
Oh,
they were also, you know, like the pool deck. You know, when you look at a cruise ship,
all
like,
hands on the poop deck.
It was all mattresses, and they were using it was all because they couldn't be inside because it literally reeked of urine and shit. And when the storm hit, it was rocking the boat because the toilets weren't working. The urine and shit was just covered. I can't. Imagine waking up on the floor and like your mattress just is like wet. Shopping and fucking diarrhea.
Enough. Okay. You're going to Bangkok. I literally can't.
Heath, I was like watching. I was like, I just wish. Imagine we were on a cruise like that. And imagine being able to like vlog.
No.
That would be the funniest fucking thing. And like our phones still work. We would have as much power as possible just to like get a 5-day vlog out of it. But oh my God, imagine how funny that would have been to watch.
No,
back.
Not funny at all. No. It's disgusting.
It's so funny.
It's terrible.
I would have been, knowing me, I would have been laughing. I think the entire time, there was even a portion of the cruise where they're just like, fuck it, we're going to do an open bar. And the staff was like, that's not a good idea. That's
then
not a good idea.
Runs.
Well, not only that, but like this was like the fourth day.
Oh, people are going to get nasty with each other?
Not only nasty each other, but like, again, like they're going to be pissing everywhere. They're going to be shitting everywhere. The alcohol, the fights, people fighting over matches, people fighting over spaces of where families are sleeping. And that's exactly what happened. And then they closed the bar. Imagine being hung over, like you're like, oh God, and you just get a whiff.
Stop. Okay, I can't do anymore. I can't.
It's just like unbelievable. Imagine your cruise line being known as like the poop cruise is the fucking funniest thing.
What was it? Was it like a Norwegian? Was it a carnival? Shit.
Carcass carnival.
Ew.
Wait, what's carcass?
Dead animals at carcass. You're close.
Close.
Okay, so you're going to Thailand for how long?
Oh, that's where we're going. Yeah, I'm going to Thailand. I'm going to Thailand for like 6 days.
Okay.
And then from there, we're going to Ibiza.
To where?
For 2 days. Ibiza.
Okay.
Which, never been to either.
I only know of Ibiza because of the song.
I took a pill in a
yeah,
I know.
That's it.
I think it's an island. I'm sorry, guys. This is how I know Ibiza. I just know that people that go there, they just party the whole time. Okay. That's literally, I think that's all how I've heard it.
Got it.
I'm going to do a little research before I go. You see, I'm going to do research before I go just to see like what.
Oh, wow.
I don't even know how big the island is.
It's really pretty.
Is it as big as like Catalina Island?
It's probably going to feel very similar to like Mykonos.
Yeah. Or Mykonos.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense.
That'll be fun.
Yeah. We're going to be with this brand out there. Really cool brand. And we're just going to like have fun out there. I don't know.
I've heard a lot of good things
brand
about
trip.
Thailand.
Brand trip.
Go get it, Zane.
Yeah. And then I come back.
I've heard a lot of cool things about Thailand. Everybody that I know that has gone there has been like one of the best places they've ever gone to visit.
Yeah,
I highly recommend it.
Yeah. Matt and Patricia were just there too, Thailand.
Oh, for the Amex thing.
For the White Lotus thing, yeah.
Right.
So
yeah, it looks beautiful.
Excited. I'm going to text them to see what they did out there, to see what we could do. I don't know if we'll be in the same area though. I think it's a different area. Like a completely different area of where they
were. Yeah, I think they were more towards like a rural.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
But yeah,
going to be in the city, like Bangkok, the city.
What are you most excited about?
Heath, I don't know. I'm just going to just go. And
Watch a bunch of TikToks of people that went on trips there.
And just see what they recommend, the hot shit to do. Yeah,
see what looks fun and write it down.
And one of the main things I think about when I think about Bangkok is the hangover. So I'll probably watch that for fun on my way there to Bangkok.
Yep.
I know it's gonna be like nothing like what the movie is, but
I'm so curious if it's similar to Japan, like Tokyo, because it looks very similar. Like,
oh really?
Just the cityscape.
I don't think it's gonna be better.
Very high end.
I don't think it's gonna be better than Tokyo though. I love Tokyo. I don't think anything will beat Tokyo. Like, I think the amount of countries I'll visit after Tokyo, I don't think it'll be Tokyo. I think that might be my favorite one. But I'll keep you updated.
And then how long are you going to be in Ibiza?
Okay.
Well, did that sound good? Did that sound good?
That was amazing. That was amazing. I'll be there for like 2 days.
Oh.
Very short trip. Yeah, I'm just really excited. Like, I told myself like a month ago, I was like, I just really want to just like get,
I haven't
get
been out of the country
and just visit other countries and just take it all in, you know, before I get too old.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N, Rakuten.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Are you going to visit the elephants?
We were talking about that. Yeah. I think the elephants might be like kind of mistreated out there, so we may not do that. That's what we've heard though.
Gotcha.
Elephants, I think they're like a little.
Is it like an attraction type thing?
It is. It's kind of like that. You know, when people like do the dolphins and they're like kind of mistreated, you can see that they're like beaten up and shit. So like people are like, can they kind of stay away from that?
Gotcha. That's sad.
I do love my animals sometimes. You know, as much as I do eat them, but I do love my animals, my elephants.
I think there'll be like different elephant places, but I'm sure there's places that treat their elephants good. But it is like a popular thing in Thailand because they're like native there.
Are those elephants that do those tricks?
They're trained, right?
They're trained, but so Thailand has elephants. So there's probably so many people that have elephants there. I'm sure there's cheap ones that probably do abuse their elephants that just give it to any tourist there. But I'm sure you can find an elephant sanctuary there that just take great care of their elephants and you can have like an encounter with them.
Oh, good. Nice, nice. Yeah. Okay.
Dude, they're so cool.
What are like the main species of animals that, like what else do they have out there that like people try to.
Tigers.
That you can like pet and shit.
I'd say elephants are like the big main one out there.
Big main one. Yeah. Okay. All right. We got any like monkeys out there? Any like friendly monkeys, friendly gorillas? Yeah. We got maybe friendly like giraffes.
You should try to do like there's a lot of like really cool hiking stuff out there as well. Kind of like scary things, like hiking on like the side of like mountains where you have to like click in and you have like a carabiner tied to your like waist and you like clip it.
Oh no!
On a line on side of like a mountain,
nope.
And you kind of just like shimmy across the side of like a 10,000-foot drop below you.
Good.
It's really crazy.
I'm good.
No.
It's again, Heath. Like I said, it's that type of shit where if something happens to me, people be like, "Well,
he deserved it.
He doesn't deserve it. It's more just like
you asked for it.
He's on the side of a fucking mountain.
What do you expect?
What do you expect? And like I will not go out like that. I can't.
It's true. How you die says a lot about you.
It does. I skydived twice. That was too much. That was two times too much.
There's also, say skydiving like changes your life for the worse. Like nothing will ever be as good as that feeling. So you just you're not happy.
Skydiving is that white people shit. It is just like
you don't need
that type of adrenaline. You really don't. You can find better ways for that.
Like they say you'll never experience that type of it unlocks.
They're
a true new
though.
Level.
They're right. You are a bird. You are.
It's a dream.
You feel like as high as God. Like you feel like you when you're going, you're like I see him. Like the craziest feeling.
It is
craziest
insane.
Feeling.
It's sad because that's how Katy Perry was supposed to feel in space. But I think she came back.
You're right.
Feeling so much worse.
I thought you were saying that's how she was supposed to feel when she was on her last tour.
That too though.
Dude, she's really getting the shit out of her. That's not fair.
She just went through a divorce.
Yeah, exactly. Like people need to give her. As we were talking about her 10 episodes ago, people really need to let her fucking just let her breathe. That lady has put out so much good shit. Imagine putting the haters that she put out.
Just let her.
I can't. I was trying to think of a song and I can't think of one. Fuck, what was one of her songs?
Fireworks.
Fireworks.
Come on.
Dark Horse.
I kissed a girl and I liked it.
I kissed a girl and I liked it.
eaters.
And people never, they won't talk about those songs.
Nope. They'll never bring it up. They just talk about her space trip.
Exactly. That's all she's known for. That's fucked up. You know, she should have at least put out a new song in space. I'm surprised her team didn't like come up with that shit. Like, drop your newest song in space. I think everybody would eat that shit up. Like, imagine space hearing a song before the humans.
Or the ship was the ball drop for the song release and it the song. Stupid.
Who was the one that was like fucking terrified? She's like, did not want to go. It was Gail King. Yeah. Right? For that'd have been me. I'd have been so fucking terrified. Like in my head, if I saw, looked around and he's like, Katie, I was like, keep me on the ground. I
can't. I'm good.
I can't. I think if she was here right now, she would love this conversation. She would chime in for sure.
I'm just done with adrenaline. I think I'm done. With
I don't need it. Like all I need is like tequila and an accelerator. That's all I need. And then we're good.
I can't handle roller coasters anymore. Theme parks out.
Oh, you don't fuck with roller coasters?
I just get so sick. I've been getting motion sick in the car.
Oh yeah.
I've been throwing up on car rides.
Yeah. Heath, I saw it. Remember you were spinning for our little Maid of Honor video.
Yes.
You weren't even spinning that fast.
I don't know what's going on.
You were spinning like slow. In the video, I was like, that's crazy.
I don't know what's going on.
Very surprised.
Over the last like couple years, I've been very, very...
Are you pregnant?
I've just been very sensitive to like motion, which is really weird. Because like I love rides. I love roller coasters.
So could you get in a Formula car again?
I don't know. Maybe...
How did you feel when you did the other... When we did the one at Cannon event?
I felt okay. I'm better if like I'm driving. Like I think I have to be in control of where my body's going.
Yeah, I think that's everybody though. Like if when you're driving, you don't feel anything. Yeah. Even if you're going super fast, you don't feel anything. Like when I drive my Tesla, I don't feel anything. But people apparently they feel a lot. They're like,
they're just so jerky.
Yeah, yeah. So maybe if you just drive, that's why they need to let you drive it, Heath.
Yeah, let me drive a boat.
Yeah, they're like he has motion sickness. Can he just drive the car instead?
Oh, but no, you don't want to be that person that says that though.
I don't if it gets you in that driver's seat.
Can I sit up front because I have motion sickness?
You're the talent.
I haven't gotten boat sick like
I think I was say boat seasick. So, seasick.
I've not gotten seasick yet.
When's the last time you went deep sea fishing?
A while ago. But
try it again. I feel like you won't be able to do
right,
it.
Right.
Heath, it's really rocky. Like I can do that shit and I get fucking sick. But you should try it. I'm really curious to see. But the thing is, you love fishing though. So
not
I feel
deep
like you
sea,
could
but
do
I
it.
When I was just in Hawaii, we went on like a boat ride out there.
That didn't count. Okay. Those boat rides are really smooth, I would think. Right?
It was those
boat rides and like the boat ride like we did in Hawaii was like super smooth. Are you talking about the catamaran?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I think those are like super smooth.
Yeah.
It didn't feel like we were on like a ship or as a boat. Even on like a yacht, you don't really feel yourself moving unless it's like really choppy.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want him to be? You want to be out there on a kayak?
What do I have to diving for a Dungeness crab? But no, another thing too, like the bigger the boat, the more stable you are.
That's true.
Like on those little dinghies, boy, you are.
Oh my God.
There's been times like we've gone out to Lake Castaic and the water is so rough in that, the boat is the size of this bean right here.
I thought it was really hard for a lake to get choppy.
Dude, as soon as that wind picks up, Castaic gets really bad, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And you have to be in on time or you're not getting across that water.
Mm.
There was just the CEO, I think, of DoorDash just passed away like not even a week ago because Lake Tahoe got so choppy. There was like 8-10 foot waves and they capsized. I think around like 10 people, I think, died. Like,
what?
Not even a week ago.
Like fully capsized the boats?
And then they passed away.
Would that be considered just like that has to be considered like some sort of. Not a tsunami, because like how? What's a small tsunami? Like, isn't that considered
just like really rough?
When a big wave comes out of nowhere, what is that called?
Yeah, like a tsunami, but that would be more for like lake or the ocean and stuff. Like, yes, DoorDash executive Joshua.
Oh my God!
Only 8 people that died in a tragic boat accident at Lake Tahoe. The accident occurred during a sudden storm, and the boat capsized near DL Bliss State Park. Pickle was celebrating his mother's 71st birthday with family and friends when the incident happened.
Oh my God.
It's, they just, apparently like the waves just got super, super rough out there on the lake and it's insane.
Wow. Why didn't I hear about that?
I know. I randomly came, 8 days ago it happened?
8 days ago.
Damn, that's sad.
But I've been on a lake that like a storm picked up and it's not fun. It's terrifying. When I was younger, it was me, my parents, and my brother all on my dad's bass boat.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a long ride to get back in.
Yeah.
And the storm was like right behind us. And the waves, I'm not joking.
Oh, fuck. That's so terrifying.
Dude, waves were like this fucking high. And we're in a little bass boat.
Yeah.
And we were up in the air. And then it would be bam.
At that point, do you just kind of sit? Like, is it good to just sit there?
No.
Oh, you have to move?
You have to like fight into the wave or like, you have to be like a very comfortable boat driver to handle like rough seas like that. Like if you ever watch videos of like haul over, do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
In Florida, people will sit there and film all the boats, type it up. People will sit there on like the rocks and film the boats trying to get out because in this little tiny pocket, the waves are so intense that people like don't make it out or don't make it back in. It's just super, super choppy on this like channel.
Where is a haul over?
It's South Florida. Damn, this Wi-Fi is booty.
It's just down. It's not the...
Nothing's worse than like your Wi-Fi not being good when
people... Yeah, no, guys, I swear it works normally.
You might have to explain it without the video, Heath.
Yeah, I'll imagine it.
Okay, so like there's a narrow channel. Picture rocks on the side.
Mm-hmm.
And there's people out there filming and cheering on boats that are coming
in. Is there a dock where you have to bring it to dock?
You're making your way back in.
Oh, so you know like how you bring a truck in and it's like a ramp?
So you're past the ramp, you would get out and you would be driving out like you're going to make your way out into the open ocean.
Yeah.
So you're coming from like a channel and then you're about to go out into the open sea. And people will sit there and wait because it gets super rough like right in this.
Where you can't even get through this channel because it's so...
People have a very difficult time. And people are falling overboard. People are flipping. Like, it's really, really
bad. So we just shouldn't even be on the water, too.
It's
no skydiving.
It's treacherous.
No boat riding. No. Those river raft. Did you see the river raft video?
Whitewater rafting is terrifying.
Where the raft completely hit the full raft of people. And maybe we just shouldn't be adventurous. Just stay home. Sit your ass at home.
Watch Zane and Heath Unfiltered. It's way more safe.
I just don't want to be another one. I don't want to be in any of these videos.
Yeah.
It's scary. You think these people thought that they were going to be in the next fucking TikTok video?
You never do.
I don't want to be in a video where it's like, yo, did you hear about that boat? That cat, and you're the boat.
Sometimes people in kayaks, they'll get flipped and put like in a position where like the water's going around a rock and you'll flip and you'll be stuck in there and you're not going away or like... You're stuck upside down. You can't unflip yourself unless you can like get out. It's so terrifying.
Fucking hell.
Like I said, I'm good on doing adventurous stuff like this. I'm good with my once a year backpacking trip.
Yeah.
I'll walk, you know, 10 miles a day.
Let's not do that mountain narrow.
Nope, not doing it.
Let's not do that again.
I've done it. Good.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Also, sleeping in the middle of nowhere. Remember your little serial killer?
That's true.
Fucking shit.
Do we
want to be the headline of a news article?
We're going to be a little bit more prepared.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be good. But yeah, we're going to be super safe. It's actually coming up already. Can you believe it?
I feel like it just September. Happened.
I know. These years are flying.
Insane. Close to when the baby's coming. Watch out.
No. September. We're doing September.
Oh, you're doing September.
I think last year was November.
Normally you do it in November.
Yeah.
You're getting it done earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
But we're doing Yosemite again. So.
Are you doing a different trail or are you doing the same?
Different trail. There's just
something
so special.
Just to make it. How many trails are at Yosemite? Oh,
tons. It's an absurd amount. It's a massive park.
Yeah.
And you can kind of create your own routes, go where you want to go.
Oh, is that build your own bear? Build your own bowl? I kind of like that.
Okay.
With that.
Mix a little bit of incline, a little bit of decline.
Okay.
You know.
I like that.
And then you kind of pick your campsites that you want to stay at.
Let's pick ones where you can see other people in there.
Full surroundings. But yeah.
Some friends.
I gotta start getting in shape.
To make the hike a little easier.
Yeah. I'm feeling it. I've been doing walks at night. It's kicking my ass. Guess where my walks are too?
the fridge.
The gas station. I go get me a little ice cream sandwich.
That's good. Try to go to the gas station. I was a little more uphill to get there. No.
We'll get there when we get there. But yeah, I'm trying to get my steps in.
I know you're going to fucking hate it, but the treadmill.
Don't.
It's really good, Heath. It's really good. Oh my God. Like, I swear to God, I would not be doing cardio if I didn't have a treadmill.
The only reason I'm walking is to get something. Right.
Oh, it'd be really annoying for you to just walk in one place and you're just not, you have no
goal.
Yeah,
my treat is making it to the gas station. Okay. And then I get the
And what are you eating? Yeah, jug ice cream?
Something. It's whatever I want, whatever I'm feeling in the moment. And like, that's my reward. And then I get to walk back.
Okay. I love that. Okay.
It's a dance.
Yeah.
Dance
of dragons. I love that.
So, you know, I'm trying to get my steps in again. I'm trying to get healthier. It's a constant struggle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want to have a dad bod. I gotta be in
shape.
But
it's okay if you do.
I gotta start working on my knees. I don't want to be.
Stretching is very important.
I want to be able to roll around on the ground. I want to be able to be fun, bounce on a trampoline.
Play soccer with your kid.
Exactly.
Something. You don't
Nothing worse than like trying to play catch with your son and like I can't even get.
Exactly.
Down to catch a baseball.
You want to be able to be present, you know?
Exactly.
Be physically active.
So, just going to start taking care of my body.
Who's going to be the one waking up?
These old bones.
Who's going to be up most of the time?
Mariah.
Because she gets 2 hours of sleep anyways.
She's just like that.
She's kind of lucky. What a great like sleeping schedule that she's able to create for herself.
I don't know if it's good. I feel like she would enjoy more sleep, but
the thing is that even if she had nothing to do, she would only sleep for a few hours.
Yeah, she's always up early.
It's like my grandma. She only needs literally 2.5 hours of sleep.
Isn't that crazy? Insane. Every time I'll go like back to my parents' house, I'll sleep over. We'll stay up until like 3-4 in the morning because they're just chit-chatting. They want to catch up.
Mm-hmm.
We'll sit out. We'll have coffee. We'll be hanging out. It'll be 4 in the morning. We're like, oh, I guess we should probably hit it. They're up at 6 o'clock, like nothing.
And they
happened.
Feel great.
And I'm sleeping Fresh. Until noon, 1 o'clock. I'm like, how do you do it?
I think, honestly, the older you get, the less sleep you need. Think about it. Like, I feel like all older people, like senior citizens, they don't sleep a lot. When's the last time you heard a grandpa or grandma sleeping for 10 hours? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think I've ever heard of that. I think they just need less sleep, which is kind of nice.
They're just trying to make the most of their days.
Make the most out of it. See the grandkids.
Yeah.
You know, I get it. I'm definitely gonna be the grandpa that's only gonna sleep for an hour.
Isn't that crazy? There will be a time when you are a grandpa. That is insane.
We don't know that. I have no kids, remember?
But you want to.
Yeah. Just because I want to doesn't mean I will.
No, but like there will be a time when we're like 80s. It's just it's so weird.
I might have a kid when I'm 80.
You could be like Theo Von's dad.
When did Theo Von's dad have him?
I think his dad had him at like 71.
Get the fuck out of here.
Isn't that crazy?
71?
I think so.
So is that 103 now?
Oh, he's dead now.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Them sperm cells active, huh? How old was the mom?
I don't know. I think
23.
Probably. It's crazy. The guy could be as old as he could be.
Wow. That's so crazy to me. That makes no sense. How is it not fucking dust in your ball sack? It makes no sense. How are they active? I just don't get it. You're 71.
They're the most active in their community zone. They've been doing some weird shit.
Active communities.
Active.
They are alive and well.
Those retirement homes?
Holy shit. Oh, they get it down
to that. They stay busy.
They're getting women pregnant? Oh, no, actually, no, because...
I worked at one.
At a retirement home?
Yeah, it's crazy.
They're just doing it all the time.
Just doing it all the time.
Did you have to like clean up condoms everywhere?
They don't care.
Oh, they don't care what they catch. Oh, yeah,
and
right.
They're not using condoms at this age.
I don't even think they would even know what a
condom is. No.
What is this?
No. It's crazy.
What?
No. What was the weirdest thing you saw?
I think probably catching them, huh?
It's just so, it's a weird situation because all
because
of
them, it was my mom?
No, but it's just like, they have their members that they're actively just rolling into the bathroom, both of them, wheelchair and wheelchair, both of them just going in into the handicap stall.
Yeah.
But it'd be like after their family just visited them, mm-hmm. and it's like, they don't know their moms are hooking up with all these people in the nursing home. They'd have no idea, but it is happening.
Damn.
It was a lot. And
that's cool. I hope I don't end up in one.
A nursing home?
Yeah.
I feel like you would love it.
I don't think I would.
You would like it.
I don't know. I don't want to be with like other people like that.
Well,
with like other people.
What? Like you. You would be like them.
No, but I don't want to be with other people that I don't know. Like, I don't want to like be in this fucking senior citizen home and I got to make friends with all the, like, I want to be in my house.
You get like 2 days at the casino. There's a bus that takes you.
Okay. Maybe I'll like that.
Maybe I'll stay. I don't know.
Maybe I like that.
And they have dinner service every night. Like, you know, you eat at a dinner. There's a way
they're serving porridge. What we're going to be able to fucking eat at that point. Grits.
They did have pre-chewed food.
Pre-chewed?
No. They
blend it?
They just blend it now.
Get the fuck out of here. Oh,
it's like
my
a smoothie?
God.
Yeah, like a steak smoothie?
Steak smoothie.
A steak?
They can't chew, Zane.
I know. No, I know, Jordan. But I think at that point, just pull the plug. I'm ready to go. If you're giving me a steak smoothie, it's time to go
tube,
for me.
Tube steak?
I'm checking out. Uh-huh. I'm done. I don't need it.
I don't think I'd
I don't need
to.
It. You are. If you're feeding me a fucking steak smoothie, I'm done.
Well, remember that.
No, Yeah, no, I think I'll be just at that point. Just give me a milkshake. I don't need why do I need steak smoothie? Why do I need protein? Just let me become the biggest, fattest thing in the world. Like,
swap the bag out.
I want to die like this. Just fucking. I want to be so big.
Swap the bag of steak out for like a Chick-fil-A Oreo milkshake.
I would die so happy. Like,
oh, when I'm older, I'm insanely obese.
Yeah.
I'm
I fucking
whatever
can't
I
wait.
Want and I'm gonna have
I can't wait. I cannot
care.
Wait.
I don't care. I'm gonna enjoy my last days.
Yeah. My kids can call me fat all they want. I don't care. I don't care. I'm gonna be happy.
Yeah, I'll be dunking my Oreos.
Yes. Oh my God. But you have to dunk it like a little longer.
Yeah.
You gotta get a little soggy. Softer. Yeah.
Oh man. Okay. Okay. Well, what a ride that episode was. Thank you guys for tuning into another one. We love you so much. Again, if you want to check out our Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath, we keep these cameras rolling. You get an extended cut of every single episode. We do a bonus episode every month. We do a live Q&A every single month. You get early access ad-free, and it's a great time. We'll see you there.
We post these episodes every Monday, audio form on all the podcast platforms, and every Tuesday, video form on youtube.com/Zane and Heath. If you made it this far, comment the
poop emoji.
Very good. Very good. All right. We love you so much. Thank you. And we will see you next week, hopefully. Bye.
Peace. See you soon online.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.